Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. When we started doing Breaking Bad News, it was just because people don't want to really break bad news on their own. They don't want to have to do this by themselves, so that we're like part-time help here.
That's what we do. We don't get paid for it, but that's what we do.
But everybody gets to enjoy because we do it live on the radio.
That's right.
And on this morning, we're here with Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for emailing our show here and being on Breaking Bad News. Now, I know it's not a super happy affair for you because you have to break some bad news to who this morning?
It's a woman named Maria.
Now, normally on Breaking Bad News, we have a relative or a very close friend or people that have known each other for years and years, but this is not the case in your case, Michael. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We met because of the situation that I'm currently in.
Okay. What happened? Explain it to us here real quick. What's going on here?
All right. So I was helping her mother, her elderly mother, with some chores around the house, fixing up stuff around her house. She's my next door neighbor.
Okay.
And instead of paying me, she said that I could take something from the attic. She has a bunch of old antiques. And I thought, you know, that I didn't want to take them at first, but she had some stuff that I thought that I could sell on eBay. So
right.
I figured that's fair.
Right. So instead of taking money, you take something you could probably sell,
it, right?
Make some money. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Who told you it was okay to take it? Was it the elderly neighbor or was it the daughter?
It was the elderly neighbor.
Okay.
It was okay to take it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I ended up taking it. And then a few days later, her daughter, Maria, got in contact with me to tell me that the stuff that was in the box was actually some precious family heirlooms.
Oh, no, what's in the box?
What's in the box? Okay,
stupid,
so just to get this straight, you helped an elderly neighbor. That's very nice and neighborly of you, by the way, Michael. And instead of paying you, she said, take some stuff upstairs. And now, do you know if this is the mother's stuff or is it the daughter's stuff? Did she say?
I'm fairly sure it's the mother's stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the daughter has any claim on it if the mother is giving it away.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So the mother gives it to you. Now you get a random call. Do you know this daughter from Adam?
I don't know her other than the situation. So
right. Mm-hmm. So you get a call from basically a random stranger saying, hey, you took some stuff from my mom or she gave it to you, whatever.
Yeah.
But then did she say, hey, I want it back?
Yeah. So she said she wanted it back. And the only reason that obviously she is her daughter.
Right.
Not just some stranger because she knows that I have the box of stuff from her own attic. To be fair, I'm kind of suspicious because I think that she just wants to sell it on eBay herself.
Yeah.
So this is the stuff of her mother's. So this isn't like stuff that were promised to her, you know, if mom ever died.
Right. Right. I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it's not in any will.
Okay.
Right. So basically the mom says, hey, some old stuff in the attic. Take whatever you want for helping me out. The daughter says, wait a minute. That's some stuff I wanted.
Uh-oh.
Now you have basically a problem with the daughter. Now, when she called you, or how did she get a hold of you to let you know that I want it back? Did she call you?
Yeah, she ended up calling me. Apparently she had gone through her mother and asked where the box of stuff was.
Right. All right. And so today you're going to do what here, Michael? You're going to call this girl?
Yeah, so call her and just break some bad news to her that I'm keeping this box.
This is going to be a big brawl.
Here we go. What's
awesome.
In the box? All right,
what's
so you're like,
box?
Hey, man, it's my box. And you don't know this girl, so you don't know how she's going to react or anything, but should be fun.
Hands off my box, man.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so here's what we're going to do, Michael. We're going to mute our phone lines. You may be able to hear us, but Maria won't be able to hear us. So if we're in the background or whatever, just know it's going to be you and her on the phone. I'll dial it for you. And then if you need help at the end of the conversation, Chris and I will come in and we'll try to help you out, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
good. Thanks,
I'm going to dial the phone for you here on Breaking Bad News. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Maria?
This is she.
Hi, Maria. It's Michael about the box that your mom gave me.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Like as it gave me.
I just wanted to break it to you that I can't give you the box back. I've already started selling some of the stuff on eBay. Oh. I've had some bidders on it.
Crap's gonna fly.
Well, that's my stuff, so you can't do that. You can't sell my stuff.
Oh boy, this is what.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, your mother owned the stuff and she gave it to me. So,
okay, she obviously
I don't know
made
what to tell you.
And they're my thing, so I don't know if you've started to sell them or whatever. But you can't do that. You can't do that.
It's already been done. So I just wanted to let you know that.
What is your problem? These are my things. Why can you not have any sympathy for that she made a mistake?
Oh, boy.
Your mother had said that they've been up in the attic for years and nobody has gone near them. So I honestly took
okay,
it
because I forgot
they
were up there. I still want those things. You're going to have to return them.
I'm afraid I can't.
That blows. She's going to rip them.
I don't know.
She's going.
Okay. This is really pissing me off. So you're going to have to return them or I don't know. Listen, if you don't return them, you're really pissing me off. I'm going to have to get the police involved.
Oh my God.
I honestly don't think you have any legal standing in this, Maria.
Now he's challenging.
Great. Do you want to test that? Do you want to test that? Why don't you just bring them by so we don't even have to go there?
Do it, girl. Do it!
Look, I was doing a favor for your mother because she was...
A favor
She's
for my
neighbor,
mother?
And she was all
no,
alone.
No, you weren't.
And
you want to get that stuff and sell it. That has nothing to do with my mother. Okay? You need to return my things as soon as possible. Actually, you know what? You need to return it in the next 2 days or I'm calling the police.
All right, we're going to jump in here.
Yeah!
Hi, good morning. Is this Maria?
Yeah.
Hey,
this is the Madison Police Department.
This is not. We were so much trouble if we did that. This is not the police department.
No,
this is
it's
actually
not.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Michael is actually on a segment on our radio show, live on the radio here, called Breaking Bad News, where he obviously just told you that he wasn't going to give you the stuff back. He couldn't do it because he's selling some of it. It sounds like your mom just gave it away, but you're saying these are your things?
They're my things. Okay. Yeah. They're my things, but my mom made a mistake. And tried to get rid of them because she didn't think I wanted them. She should have asked me first. It was her mistake. This guy has no sympathy for the fact that I want these things back, and he's being a total dick about it. So if he doesn't return them in 2 days, I'm going to call the police. So stupid.
Here we go.
Okay. But I don't know how, man, I wish I knew how the law worked here, but it sounds like your mom has already given the possession from her house, which is her dwelling, to somebody else. I mean,
can I ask what's in the box?
They were my thing.
I'm just curious. Was this stuff like, you know, that means, you know, that's been in the family, mom promised you, and maybe mom like forgot, oh, duh, I promised you this when I died. Is it special heirlooms? What is it?
Is this some family?
There are a few old things, like heirlooms, but they're old things of mine, things that mean stuff to me.
Oh, from like your childhood.
I'm not going to fault my mom for not asking me. I mean, she's not going to make this mistake again, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Michael has already put some stuff on eBay and already has... I can tell you, because I still sell stuff on eBay all the time.
I know.
Once you have a bidder, you can't just stop. I mean, he's started the process... Of doing, I mean, he would get in trouble there. Are you? You're not concerned?
Well, I guess he's going to get in trouble. That is not my problem.
Yeah. All right. I'm curious. Has anybody talked to the mom? Have you talked to your mom, Maria? Or?
I talked to my mom. Yeah. No, we got into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh, Marco.
And okay. Did she say anything like get it back? Or Michael, have you talked to the mom?
I haven't talked to her since, but she said that everything there was. I could have fair game with.
Yeah. But that definitely sounds okay. Well, we're probably not going to be able to solve this here today. So
we're not that good.
No. It sounds like you guys are going to need some legal help, you know, and I'm not sure really to figure this out. And we'll take the rest of this call off the air because it sounds like we're not going to get anywhere. But thank you both.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job dropping the ball on this one, Marco.
Okay.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station It Sounds Like Mad Town is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and we want to send you to the I Love the 90s tour. It's going to be so good. Tone Loc, Color Me Bad, Coolio, Rob Bass, Young MC, lots more. 321-0931. Let's get to Allison this morning. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
How are you?
Honey. Honey was my password. He told me to say that. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Well, our producer, he got a little crazy on us. We're playing another game. We're going to play a game with you here, and you got a chance to win.
Okay.
Right? All right.
Okay,
so,
sure.
So it's super easy. We're going to call this game app, like a phone app. Oh. App or crap.
Okay.
App or crap. So Krista's going to read you some either real apps for your phone, or we just made them up on their crap. So you just have to tell us whether you think it is a real app or if it's a bunch of crap. And if you can get 3 out of 5 right, we'll give you the tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. This one is called Goo Goo Gaga. This amazing new app listens to your baby's baby talk and then translates it into English. Is that crap or app?
Sounds like an app that I want to make up.
All right, you say app for that one. Number 2?
Shake Your Booty. The entire premise behind the app is you wiggle your phone to make a cartoon person's booty shake. App or crap?
Crap.
Okay, number 3?
Eye deodorant. According to this app, it saves the day when your smell has gone astray. Open the app, punch the button, and it emits a deodorant spray from your phone. Crap or app?
Crap. Crap.
All right, number 4?
Enjoy toilet paper. This app shows you a roll of toilet paper, then lets you unroll as much as you want. App or crap?
Crap.
Oh, you missed. You missed. You missed.
Missed a few, honey.
You missed a few. That you had to get the last couple right there. All right, good job.
You can always call back.
Yeah, you can call back again and try to think. We're going to go through the lines here. Let's get to Christy this morning. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
All right, we're doing app or crap. You got to get 3 out of 5 right, and you got to tell us if it's a real app or if it's a bunch of crap.
Okay,
here we go. Stop Light Changer. This app works as a remote control to change stoplights from red to green. It's only supposed to be used in emergencies. App or crap?
Crap.
Okay. Smoke Alarm. If you don't have a smoke alarm in your home or apartment, turn this app on at night and it will warn you with a loud alarm if it senses smoke.
Crap.
Okay. Number 3.
Goo Goo Gaga. This amazing new app listens to your baby's baby talk and then translates it into English. Crap or app?
App.
Okay. Number 4.
Shake Your Booty. The entire premise behind this app is you wiggle your phone to make a cartoon person's booty shake. App or crap?
I'm just an app.
Yes. All right, you got him.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You are going to the I Love the 90s tour at the Coliseum Alliant Energy Center on April 14th, courtesy of Marco and Krista.
Yay.
Congratulations, sweetie.
Cute.
All right, hang on for us, okay?
I will.
All right, let's go through, because some of these are real apps and some of them are. So which ones were right here? Because we weren't telling.
Okay, the ones that were real is Shake Your Booty. The entire premise behind this app is you wiggle your phone to make a cartoon person's booty shake. So that is real.
Yeah.
Enjoy Toilet Paper. This app shows you a roll of toilet paper, then lets you unroll as much as you want.
Well, for whatever reason you would want to do that.
Because that's fun.
An actual app.
Yeah. Those are the only two that were real.
Other ones we just made up.
Yeah.
Yay! Very good. Can't wait to see this show, man. It's going to be super awesome.
Fun.
Yeah. It is Marco and Krista. I Love the 90s here on 93.1 Jam.
And now, Nearly Impossible Trivia.
Because it's Nearly Impossible Trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
Who doesn't love free food from Subway? Raise your hand. See, no one's raising.
Oh, look at that.
Everyone loves free food from Subway. We got it here. Our phone number is 321-0931. Here's the question. 30% of people say this is the biggest distraction while working. 30% of the people surveyed said this was the biggest distraction while at work. 321-0931. Free food from Subway for you today with Marco and Krista. There's a lot of distractions at work, depending on where you work.
Yeah, like I'm watching how rainbow sprinkles are made right now.
Yeah. So you're distracted all the time. 321-0931. 30% of people say this is the number one distraction at work. Hi, good morning.
Hi, I'm going to say your cell phone.
Cell phone. Boy, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
You think everyone's on their phone, but that's not the answer
that's
for this.
That's probably 98%.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can always, you can always call back, though, okay?
Will do.
All right, man. Let's get to Laura this morning. Good morning, Laura.
Morning.
Hi, honey.
So
what do
you
think?
I'm just guessing cell phone, like social media.
Social media. Being on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Good guess. Not right, though, but you can try back, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
30% of people say this is the biggest distraction while working these days. 30%, that's quite a bit. Let's get to Miranda this morning. Good morning, Miranda.
Morning.
So 30% of people say this is the biggest distraction while working. What do you think it is?
What about their coworkers?
Oh, other coworkers.
Oh, because they're so good looking.
Coming down to the cubicle.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, my God, not you again.
Good guess, but that's not right. Try again, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's a great thing about Nearly Impossible Trivia is you can always call right back and try. Let's get to, is this Quita?
Yes, it's Quita.
What's up? So what do you think? 30% of people say this is the biggest distraction while at work.
Daydreaming, looking into the looking off, staring at stuff.
Looking into the sky.
Looking off into the abyss.
Yeah.
Yeah, daydreaming, man. That's tough. You know, you're just at your desk and you're like, why don't I have $1 million?
Yeah, man.
Why am I not rich?
Why do I not have free Subway in my pocket right now?
Yes. Well, you do, Quita. That's exactly
Yay!
Right, girl.
Congratulations.
You must be a big daydreamer at work, are you?
Huh?
Are you a big date? Are you a
what?
Were you daydreaming?
I am. I swear to God, I am a daydreamer. I stare at the computer, and then I look and be like, "Oh shit!" "Oh shoot!" I'm at work.
All right. Oh. Yeah. No, that's exactly what we do here sometimes.
Yeah. It's all good, girl.
That's so funny.
I listen to y'all, everyone. I love y'all.
Oh, thank you.
You're the sweetest. Well, I'm so glad we're giving you some free food from Subway, Yay. So you got some free lunch, girl.
Yeah,
Happy St. Patty's Day. Dear.
Yeah, happy St. Patty's Day.
Thanks.
All right, hang on a second for us, okay?
Okay.
Oh, she's so sweet. That's good. Yeah, daydreaming. But, I do that all the time. I'm just like, again, those were my daydreams. Why don't I have $1 million?
I know.
Why am I not rich?
And then I'll look over at you and then I'll start hearing.
Yeah. And then I just go to sleep.
I was like, that's hilarious. There he is.
Get out of my pain.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Get out of my pain.
Marco and Krista mornings, 93.1 Sam's.
If you need something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.